It's 8:41. Let's do the Carithers Flowers Christmas Memory Contest. We announced the winners, I should say. The past two or three weeks, we've had a contest at WSBRadio.com for people to enter their favorite memories of Christmas. And we're going to give the winner this morning a big, huge, three-foot-tall centerpiece for their Christmas table. Four runners-up will get a also huge, but not quite as tall as the centerpiece. They'll also get floral arrangements. Let me read you a couple of these. I think you'll be very touched by them. We got 72, Ashley. We got a bunch of great entries.
And every story was good. It was so hard to pick, wasn't it?
Ashley was just waving her hands in her hair saying, I can't pick. I can't pick. I can't choose this one over this one. This is so good. But we do have finally five that we're going to choose. One, I'll tell you this one. This is from, let's read right here. This is from Glenda Young. And Jasper, Glenda says, at the age of five, Santa left me a small sewing kit on the outside water well of my rural home. This was a prominent part of the fixture in the landscape because we had no running water or electricity in their home. This gift has always been one of my favorite and most memorable Christmas mementos because of the influence and significance it had on me later in life. I majored in clothing and textiles in college because I'd learned to utilize the skills afforded me by the little sewing kit. And for many years, I taught consumer ed courses, including sewing, to college and high school students. Without that memorable Christmas sewing kit, I don't think I would have achieved what I did as an adult. The little sewing kit for a Christmas present from Glenda. Nancy Forbes in Marietta says, 28 years ago, when our sons were 3 and 4, we started a Christmas morning tradition of a scavenger hunt that led them to their gift for mom and dad. And at first, we would just do 2 or 3 clues, 10 or 12 clues around Christmas Eve around the lower part of the house. But as the kids have gotten older, we started going indoors, outdoors, in the garage, around, and we expanded the search to make it really hard for them. Now they're 24 and 25, and they still want the scavenger hunt. Now, when we think of Christmas, we think about our scavenger hunt and try to think of a clue for Christmas next that will make it challenging for our 24 and 25-year-old sons. Christina Hengeler from Kennesaw says, the first year I was old enough to drive, I was in charge of ordering our Christmas cakes from Rich's Bakery, and I was really sure I'd ordered correctly, and I went down to Rich's to pick them up on Christmas Eve, only to discover I had ordered the wrong type of fruitcake and the wrong kind of coconut cake, and I just dreaded driving home. So we got to Christmas Day, and I drove home, and the Christmas evening, we did have the right traditional cakes, the fruit cake and the coconut cake, that they said they could not get because all the Rich's stores were closed, and they wouldn't be able to satisfy what I needed because I had ordered wrong. But when my grandmother laid everything out, there were the fruit cakes and the coconut cake that I thought that I had ordered. It was a man from Rich's who had heard me in the bakery, who'd located the appropriate items at other Rich's around the metro area, and then drove them to our home on Christmas night. That's some service. That is Rich's right there.
Do you remember the Rich's Bakery? Gosh, that was so good.
Oh, they were such a great place. That's exactly right. So the man from Rich's, Nancy Forrest, we did her. We did Christina Hagler. Oh, we got this one over here that you wrote down for me. And this is from Anise Myers in Grayson, Georgia, saying, every year my daddy would decorate the tree. We're always excited to see it because our favorite lights were a particular shape. And then over the years, the shaped lights burned out. And so we would turn it into an ornament. And now I have still used those shaped ornaments on my tree. It remembers of my father and I decorating the tree with our favorite shaped ornaments. I'm sad he's no longer here, but I do have the shaped ornaments to remind me of Christmas. Now, those are our four runner-ups. And now we have a winner for the Christmas memory contest. This is from Nancy Forbes in Marietta. And Ashley says, no, excuse me, not Nancy Forbes, we already read Nancy Forbes. This is Susan Hall in Woodstock. And Ashley picked this one because she said, you know, I'm not that newly married, but I really appreciate what newlyweds have to go through when they're really young and really poor. And Susan Hall says, my favorite memory is the first Christmas my husband and I were married in 1976. We moved 1,000 miles from our family to Holloman Air Force Base on Thanksgiving Day. A couple of weeks later, my wallet was stolen. It's all the money we had. So we just trekked into the National Forest and cut a Christmas tree for $1 and dragged it back to our little rental house. We bought one little box of cheap bulbs, one little string of lights, one string of tinsel, no more money left. So my husband made me an angel tree topper from toilet paper roll, aluminum foil for a head and wings, and brass paper fasteners for eyes, and wrapped it in a piece of tinsel. We used that toilet paper angel to top our tree for probably the next 7 or 8 years until it completely fell apart, and I had to buy something a little more elegant. for the newlyweds, for Susan Hall. You're our first place winner, Susan Hall, out in Woodstock. Ashley, thank you so much for helping judge these.
That was a lot of fun, and I look forward to more of these promotions
with
Carithers.
This
is fun.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. We had a Thanksgiving one. We have a Christmas one. Maybe we'll do Valentine's or something like that. Groundhog Day. What is your favorite Groundhog Day memory? Our appreciation goes, of course, to Carithers Flowers for taking care of this for us as well. We'll notify all the winners in the next couple of days. We'll have those centerpieces delivered to them next week in time for the holidays. Scarlett is in Avondale Estates, and Scarlett joins us on Lawn and Garden. Hey, Scarlett.
Thanks for taking my call.
How can we help?